for time. Call 000. Time is critical. If you see any of these symptoms, act fast. Learn the signs of stroke and you could save a life. Go to strokefoundation.org.au/fast to find out more.
We get a lot of satisfaction when, for instance, we go to a house, there's no food for the night, and we are able to provide a good meal that evening and enough food to see them through.
I've been doing it for nearly 20 years and I would not give it up for the world because it's just been such a joy. I've got more out of it than I've ever given to it because I know that it's somehow doing a little bit of help to somebody.
Change lives, including yours. Volunteer at Vinnie's. To find out more, go to vinnies.org.au.
Radio is a very effective way to get into people's ears. Like I'm in your ear right now. Get your business into people's ears. Go to 897fm.com.au and see what we can do to grow your business.
Give your business a unique position right here. Go to 897fm.com.au.
This is 897FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. Four people, including a police officer, have been injured following a car crash and alleged stabbing in Sydney South. Emergency services were called to the Prince's Highway at Engadine just after 9 a.m. to reports of a car crash. Police say a man who appeared to be suffering stab wounds was tasered and arrested after trying to flee the scene. An officer suffered a serious laceration to his wrist during the arrest. Two others were also injured. One woman who was believed to have been a passenger in the car and another person whose involvement in the incident was unclear. Police Minister Yasmin Catley says there is no threat to the public.
That investigation is underway. I've been advised that the person of interest has been arrested. There is no threat to the community, so I just want the community to know that there is no threat whatsoever.
The federal government says reforms to the National Disability Insurance Scheme will prevent people from rorting it. Reforms to the NDIS passed the federal parliament this week with the support of Labor and the Coalition, but the Greens have criticised them, saying they will not benefit people with disability. States and territories have also agreed to the changes, which aim to rein in spending. NDIS Minister Bill Shorten told the ABC there was a flood of claims before the changes came into effect.
What's happened is some of the people who have been living high on the hog, some of the service providers and some of the intermediaries, and there are very good providers, intermediaries, let me say, before they bomb me with their texts, the word's out. This is not going to be the easy ride that it once was with a lack of scrutiny.
Federal Labor has brushed off concerns the party's results in the Northern Territory could be a sign of what's to come in the next federal election. The Country Liberal Party won a majority of seats in the Territory Parliament in yesterday's election, ousting Labor after 8 years in power. With five seats still in doubt, the ALP has won just four. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Miles told Sky he believes Labor's decline in the NT is not reflective of a wider issue.
Well, obviously, we take every election seriously. We look for whatever lessons we can learn from all of them. But as I think, you know, your report, even as Leah Fanocchiara herself said, that the issues that were at hand in this election were territory-based issues.
There are calls for a national overdose strategy after new data showed the number of drug overdose deaths in Australia is growing. The Pennington Institute says there were 2,356 drug-induced deaths in 2022, up 79 from the previous year. 80% of those deaths were unintentional and more than 70% involved two or more drugs. CEO John Ryan says the number of unintentional drug-induced deaths has more than doubled since 2002, despite the population only increasing by a third.
Australia doesn't have a national overdose strategy. We've been calling for it for years. Less than 2% of the budget goes to harm reduction. Two-thirds still goes to law enforcement, even though we know that we can't arrest our way out of these problems.
Turning to sport, the race for a spot in the NRL's final series is heating up. The Cronulla Sharks will fight for a top four spot while the St George Illawarra Dragons will look to secure a finals berth when they meet this afternoon. And the Sydney Roosters also want a win over the Gold Coast Titans to remain in third place. In the NRLW today, the West Tigers will take on the Brisbane Broncos while the Dragons will face the undefeated Sharks. And you can listen to your favourite community radio station and national radio news on the Community Radio Plus app.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Top Shelf Music between 12 and 2 p.m. on Sundays with Duncan Smith has been on air since 2001, playing brand new releases plus a sensational timeout segment every week. All styles of music are included, from rock to blues and indie alternative, for any true music lover. It's essential and unmissable radio. Top Shelf Music, the best music on the planet, on 89.7 FM.
Good afternoon, music fans. Duncan Smith with you for your monthly smorgasbord of top shelf music. Thanks to Steve Willis for the last 2 hours of Country Roads. Some great country music in there too, including the great John Hiatt, of course. Hope you enjoyed his show. He'll be back next week. Well, over the next 120 minutes, you'll hear brand new music from Lake Street Dive, Fanning Dempsey National Park, Lime Cordial, Paul Weller, Jebediah, and Crowded House, plus in Time Out, a brilliant collection of choice cover versions. So strap in and settle back and for the best music entertainment. And we fire off firstly with a band formed in 2004 in Boston, Massachusetts, a five-piece outfit called Lake Street Dive. They're up to album number 8, and this one's called Good Together. And the first song of the day is called Better Not Tell You. Turn it up nice and loud. I hope you enjoy it.
Don't paint me a picture. Nicole from Blues Arcadia. You'll hear all our music, including our new release on Top Shelf Music with Duncan Smith on 89.7 FM. Top shelf acts like Blues Arcadia will tantalize your music taste buds. If you're a bona fide music fan, there's no better place to be. So much music, so little time.
Listening to Top Shelf Music with Duncan Smith on 89.7 FM. We kicked off with Lake Street Dive, followed then by the debut album from Fanning Dempsey National Park. That's Bernard Fanning and Paul Dempsey. Some more on those guys as we go through the show. And the album is called The Deluge, and they're going to accompany that with a 5-date Australian tour as well. The track we played called Born Expecting. Hope you're exceptionally well this afternoon. Had a great weekend so far. We're going to be an integral part of it. and just provide some, well, the best music on the planet, we like to think. So stick with us all the way through until 2 o'clock. Must make mention quickly too, an afternoon yesterday, went to see the Cirque du Soleil at the Claremont Showgrounds and their show called Lusia, and it was very, very good indeed. Some absolutely spectacular stuff in there and some remarkable things to see. Okay, away from that, back to the music. Second from Paul Weller. 17 albums for Paul Weller, 66 years of age, and in keeping with that, he's called this album 66, that's right. He's from Woking in England originally, and the track from Paul Weller is called Soul Wandering. But firstly, from a great new album by an Aussie outfit based around two brothers, and the band is Lime Cordial. Album number 3 for the guys formed the outfit in Sydney in 2009, and this one's called Enough of the Sweet Talk, and it's an absolute pearler as well. Hope you enjoy this one. This is the title track from Lime Cordial, Enough of the Sweet Talk.
I'm sitting on my ass, there ain't no greener grass.
The Community File. If you see a wandering dog, someone dumping rubbish or vehicles parking illegally, the City of Stirling Rangers can help. To report, call the City's contact centre on 9205 8555. 9205 8555.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website,
The Community File.
Do you have Hep C? The good news is a cure may be simple, and by taking just a few easy steps, a cash reward could be yours, no matter where you live in Australia. Just use our website to register and find out more about this ethics-approved project. Done. It's that simple. So why wait? Your Hep C free life could start today. Search Motivate C.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Ever wondered what it's like to be on a radio station, be a part of a great team, or even on your own radio show? Have your voice heard across the city of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling, surrounding suburbs and streaming online? Why don't you head over to www.897fm.com.au and become a member today? And best of all members are welcome. See you soon.
Hi, music lovers. This is Paul Carrick on Top Shelf Music with Duncan Smith on 89.7 FM. So how long has this been going on? Well, for over 20 years, Top Shelf Music and Duncan Smith have been playing my music from Ace, Squeeze, Mike and the Mechanics and my solo stuff. So Paul Carrick and Top Shelf Music, delivering all the best music you'll ever hear. So cheers, music lovers.
Across spots, superstitious remedies.
Tremendous music. That's Paul Weller on Top Shelf Music from his latest album called 66, named after his age, of course, and Soul Wandering. Right, two Aussie acts, or do we call them Australians? Crowded House, of course. Are they Kiwis? Yeah, how do they domicile themselves anyway? Both these two bands have had different periods of existence in their careers, and a Crowded House formed in Melbourne, but I think generally regarded as Kiwis, and it's album number 8. They were formed in 1985, broke up in 96, got back together in 2006 to 2011, reconvened in 2016, and in 2019, back together and going since then. The album's called Gravity Stairs, and the track from the five-piece outfit is called Oh Hi. But first, from Jebediah, album number 6 for the Perth band, yes, all the way from WA, formed in 1994. They went through to 2005, had a five-year hiatus, back together in 2010, and the four-piece outfit, their latest release, is called Oiks, and it's very good too. Here's Jebediah on Top Shelf Music and April Slumber.
Here. You may know me from such bands as the Sand Pebbles and way back from the Dark Ages, a band called Seven Stories. But right now I'm with a band called the Woodland Hunters, you can hear in the background, Last Groove Boys. Now you'll hear all three of those bands and their latest work on Top Shelf Music with the legendary Duncan Smith. on 89.7 FM. If you think there's a better radio show out there, you're dreaming. The Woodland Hunters, Sam Pebbles, proud to be hanging out right here on Top Shelf Music. Take it away, boys.
Shelf Music, just heard from the latest album from Crowded House, which is called Gravity Stairs, and a track called Oh Hi. And a quick story I read the other day, it was Elvis Costello made a comment to Johnny Marr, ex-Smiths guitarist. Neil Finn was up on stage, I think they were recording a tribute album of some description. He was playing one of his songs. Elvis Costello turned to Johnny Marr and said, "Imagine being that good." So that's how he's revered in music circles by his peers. Neil Finn, just a tremendous songwriter. All right, back into the two albums, and I can't believe we've got through six already. We're back into something from Fanning Dempsey National Park. Of course, Bernard Fanning, former leader of Powderfinger, they released seven albums, and Paul Dempsey, leader of Something for Kate, who also put out seven albums. A solo artist, Bernard Fanning has released four, and Paul Dempsey three. We'll play the title track to The Deluge. But firstly, the band comprising Rachel Price on lead vocals, Michael Calabrese on drums, Bridget Kearney on bass, James Cornelison on guitars, and Aki Burmis is on keyboards. That is, of course, the band called Lake Street Dive. Three EPs and one live album as well, and certainly classed as a multi-genre band. They've toured Europe, North America and Australia, and are very highly regarded indeed. The latest album is called Good Together, and here's the title track.
I know I'm not the first one to sleep you off your feet, but I believe we can make Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
This is a station sponsor.
At John Hughes Cherry, Prindleville Drive, Wangarra, you get a brand new, beautifully styled Cherry Emoto 5 with leather sports seats, alloy wheels, keyless entry, rear dynamic view camera, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and smartphone charging, a massive interactive LCD, and plenty of active and passive safety features. Plus, you get a 7-year unlimited kilometre new car warranty, roadside assist and cat price servicing, all from $31,490. Hurry, they're selling fast.
johnhughes.com.au.
DL6061.
Ever wondered what it's like to be on a radio station, be a part of a great team, or even on your own radio show? Have your voice heard across the city of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling, surrounding suburbs and streaming online? Why don't you head over to www.897fm.com.au and become a member today? And best of all members are welcome. See you soon.
Hello, friends and neighbors. It's your old pal Chuck Prophet, coming to you from San Francisco, California, the cool gray city of love, to let you know that you are listening to Top Shelf Music with Duncan Smith on 89.7 FM. Place where you get to hear my new records, my old records, and just some all-around top shelf music. Yes, the Australian home of all things Chuck Prophet.
Yeah.
How did you like that one? It's at Fanning Dempsey National Park and the title track to The Deluge, just released not that long ago. And the aim from Bernard Fanning and Paul Dempsey was, of course, not to sound like Powderfinger or something for Kate, but have a, well, just an all-round original sound for the outfit they're fronting at the moment. And it certainly is, yeah, more of a keyboard-driven sound than a guitar-driven one, but very good album indeed. That's Fanning Dempsey National Park. Two songs and then we'll go to timeout with some really, really choice covers this afternoon. They may surprise you, they may not. You may have heard them and you may not have heard them either. So we'll see how we go. Second from Lime Cordial. It's basically a vehicle for two brothers, Oliver and Louis Limeback. And off of the Sweet Talk is the latest album. They were discovered by Ivor Davies of Ice House fame and so far have picked up two arias. And live? No, it's not just the two brothers. They expand out to a six-piece outfit. We'll play a track of theirs called Pedestal. But firstly, from Paul Weller, the very prolific Paul Weller. He never stops making music, this guy. Four Brit Awards to his name. He released six albums with The Jam and five studio albums with Style Council. Here's Paul Weller and Rise Up Singing.
Hi, Jack Carty here from Bellingen, New South Wales, and you're listening to the bloody awesome Top Shelf Music with Duncan Smith on 89.7 FM. What a dude. What a show.
I said hello, but she had nothing to say. I thought I saw on the opposite.
Just fantastic music. I tell you what, my favourite Aussie album so far this year has been the new one from Hussey Hicks, but this one gets very close indeed. That's Lime Cordial and Enough of the Sweet Talk, and a great track there called Pedestal. You can call it pop music if you like, pop rock, indie pop, whatever you want to call it, but to me it's just damn fine music and very uplifting too. Jolly, shall we say. A jolly little ditty. All right, let's move away from the stupidness and we'll get into some Time Out now. We're going to play some choice cover versions, handpicked especially by me. All right, first we're going to play you something which is a cover version of a great Scottish band. We'll give you a few clues to them, see if you can recognise who's covered these particular songs. Some voices might be familiar and some not. So Time Out on Top Shelf Music. We'll kick it off with this one. It's taken from an album from 1990 by a duo. And, it's fading in now. It's a very long fade, and I've made a note here too. So please turn it up. And this is Time Out on Top Shelf Music.
A struck match faded like a nervous laugh beyond the halo of a naked bone. And your love friends in secondhand clothes. Eventually, your world will shrink within four walls of neglected deaths and stolen stereos. So move away, Jimmy Blue, before your small, small town turns around and swallows you. A drunk mother was the cue for the legendary things that you do. Behind the carnival tent with mud on your face, behind the old blue factory too. So move away, Jimmy Blue, before you small, small
Have your say, your city, your way. Check out station sponsor City of Joondalup's official Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and LinkedIn pages and become informed and actively engaged with what's happening in your local community. Enjoy fantastic photos, media releases, news, videos, event updates, public notices, employment vacancies, plus much more.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Are you part of a community group searching for new members or looking to promote your upcoming event? Head to the City of Wanneroo's community directory and register your group today. The online directory can be found at wanneroo.wa.gov.au/community directory.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
89.7 FM.
The Community File.
BlindSportsWA.com.au helps blind and vision impaired people of all ages to participate in sport and recreation, have fun and build friendships. Sport and recreation gives everyone a better chance of doing well at school, work or home, assists with coordination and balance, improves sleep, enhances social and life skills and creates a greater sense of well-being. BlindSportsWA.com.au believes sport should be a part of everyone's life regardless of ability and vision impairment. Find your sport at BlindSportsWA.com.au. There is a sport for everyone.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
No matter how big or small you are, 89.7 FM has a sponsorship package catered to you. For more information on what we can offer or customise, go to 89.7fm.com.au.
Hi, Robbie McIntosh here from Sutton in Surrey, England. Guitarist with the Pretenders, Paul McCartney, Norah Jones, John Mayer and many others. You'll hear my playing with all those artists and all my solo releases on Top Shelf Music with Duncan Smith on 89.7 FM. Robbie McIntosh and Top Shelf Music, 100% guaranteed excellence on your airwaves. Thank you.
Hang it up.
gonna drive you home.
Hi, this is Ian Matthews of Fairport Convention, Matthews Southern Comfort, and Plainsong. You're listening to Top Shelf Music with Duncan Smith on 897 FM, supporting and playing all of my releases since 2001. This is the best music on the planet.
Fantastic stuff. We just played three in our timeout segment, three cover versions, choice cover versions at that. So we'll go through them. Stephen in Tuart Hill asking some questions too. Thanks, Stephen, for your messages. Very much appreciated. He's tuned into the show. So we'll go through and just tell you what we just played. Firstly, from Clive Gregson and Christine Collister. That's a duo. Clive Gregson formerly with a band called Any Trouble. They had an album in 1990, which was all cover versions, called Love is a Strange Hotel. And that was a cover of the Delamitri song from Waking Hours originally, called Move Away Jimmy Blue. Just tremendous music. In the middle there, Roger Chapman. Yes, the great Roger Chapman. Of course, former lead singer with Family and Streetwalkers. Take from an album of his from 1998, which was entitled, well, it was Roger Chapman and The Shortlist, and the album was called A Turn on Stoned. That track, of course, a car song written by Rick Ocasek originally simply entitled Drive. I'm sure you remember that one. And then we finished off that threesome with Joanne Shaw Taylor. Now, that's brand new. It's a 2024 release. We haven't featured the album on the show yet, but I really had to play that one for you. A fairly faithful cover version of Joan Armour Trading's All the Way from America. Tremendous. We've got two more beauties lined up for you now, so we'll get straight back into two more cover versions. Here it is on Time Out on Top Shelf Music.
station sponsor.
Oxygen saturations have dropped to 89% and breathing is laboured. I've done an ECG and she's in fast AFib. Her blood pressure was stable, but her systolic has dropped to 95. What should we do?
Every single day, nursing and midwifery graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
The Community File.
Improve your reading and writing. Read Right Now is a volunteer program that offers free literacy tutoring to adults. Available in the Wanneroo and Joondalup areas, an hour and a half once a week is all you need to improve your literacy. No textbooks or exams. To find out more, call 1800 018 802.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
What you hear on community radio is governed by the Community Radio Codes of Practice. The codes cover matters relating to program content, including local content, news, current affairs, Australian music content, programs for children, and the responsibilities associated with broadcasting to the community. They also cover aspects such as community access and participation in the operation of this service. Copies of the codes are available from the Community Broadcasting Association website, www.cbaa.org.au.
Hi, this is Graham D, the lead singer of the Climax Blues Band. You will hear all the band's music from 1969 through to our 2019 release, Hands of Time, here on Top Shelf Music with Duncan Smith on 89.7 FM. Top Shelf Music and the Climax Blues Band, the perfect partnership.
When to discover Scott being unconscious, Alistair Kinnear said that he met up with Bond to go to a music club in London, the Music Machine, last night, but he was pretty drunk when I picked him up. Then Scott apparently got there and they drank several more whiskeys. Scott's known for being a heavy drinker, so yes, the suspicions are that this was the result of some heavy drinking.
And that was the death of one of the greatest Australian rock and rollers we've had over the past 10 years, and I'm talking about the lead singer of AC/DC, Bon Scott.
Thank you.
That's the end of our timeout segment for this week. You just heard, well, I'll let you know about the two we just played for you. We have played, of course, Clive Gregson and Christine Collister, Roger Chapman and Joanne Shaw Taylor. And then the next two we played, Did You Ever Think You'd Hear Deep Purple Cover Little Feet? Just tremendous stuff. That's a Little Feet track, Dixie Chicken, of course, from an album from 2021, which was a Deep Purple album called Turning to Crime, which was straight cover versions as well, and some very good ones on that album as well. And then we've taken that one from an album called, that's the second song, from an album called Back in Blue. It's a blues tribute to AC/DC, some great Aussie artists on that, it's all Australians. And you just heard there from Jane Michelle on vocals, and a guy we had once as a guest on Top Shelf Music way back when, and one of Australia's best guitarists, Jeff Atchison, taken from that album from 2016, and of course a cover of AC/DC's Hell's Bells, with a bit of a spoken tribute there too, or some comments too on Bon Scott right at the start there. I sincerely hope you enjoyed that this afternoon, our timeout segment, and some choice cover versions. Second in this duo, the band that now has three Finns in it, that's Neil Finn, Liam Finn and Elroy Finn, his two sons of course, Nick Seymour, he's been there since the start on bass, and Mitchell Froome on keyboards. Neil's released 8 solo albums, Liam's released 3, and between the two of them they have one album in their joint names. The track from Crowded House is called Blurry Grass, but firstly from Jebediah, the band which, of course, is formed by Kevin Mitchell, Chris Damond, Ness Thornton and Brett Mitchell. And they've got 5 ARIA nominations and 8 Whammies. That's a WA Music Industry Awards to their name. And, of course, Kevin Mitchell has an offshoot or a solo project under the name of Bob Evans. And he's released 6 albums under that name. Pretty sure this one was the single off this particular album. Probably didn't get a lot of play on commercial radio. Here it is, called Gum Up the Bearings.
Back to the core. How can you wait when it's Hi, this is Kevin Borich from the La-Di-Das and now from the Kevin Borich Express. If you crave a dose of some of me, Borich, then Top Shelf Music on 89.7 FM with Duncan Smith is the place to be and has been supporting me, what, since 2001 even. So much music, so little time.
On the blurry grass, on the blurry grass. You've got a feeling it's not for sure, but I can't help you figure it out. There's no excuses and nothing has changed, but I won't tell you what it's about. Am I ever gonna get that thought from my bed? You say it's passion, won't you imagine?
Shelf music you just heard from Crowded House from their latest album called Gravity Stairs, and that one from them called Blurry Grass. Let's keep pushing on and play some more great music. We're into the final six albums we're featuring today, and second, some more from Fanning Dempsey National Park. Three went to number three on the ARIA charts, and the Courier Mail gave it 4 stars, as did the Australian Review. The sound has been likened to or taken influences from David Bowie, Robert Palmer, Foreigner, they say, Gary Newman and Duran Duran. So certainly some disparate influences there. The track we'll play from Fanning Dempsey is simply entitled Blood. But firstly, it's the final track from Lake Street Dive from their album Good Together. They actually named themselves after Ad Lake Street, which is in Minneapolis, and their influences include people like Paul McCartney, Queen, ABBA, would you believe, Hall & Oates and Fleetwood Mac. Here's Lake Street Dive and Get Around.
You got an answer. Hi there, Tim Rennick here, speaking to you from Cornwall, England. Guitarist for Eric Clapton, Al Stewart, Elton John, Mike and the Mechanics, Pink Floyd, the Sutherland Brothers in Quiver, and many more. You're listening to Top Shelf Music on 89.7 with Duncan Smith, playing all Tim Rennick releases and the best music on the entire planet. You'd have to be insane to miss it.
To come.
The album is called The Deluge, and that's from Fanning Dempsey National Park, as we've said throughout the afternoon. Bernard Fanning from Powderfinger and Paul Dempsey from Something for Kate. Okay, second, some more from Lime Cordiale from that great album Enough of the Sweet Talk. Prior to the release of the album, they were drip-feeding, if you like to call it that, drip-feeding singles, and seven singles were actually released before the album came out, so you could have got a fair old taste of it. Went to number one in Australia, number 37 in New Zealand, and they're touring at the moment, or about to embark on a tour with Ballpark Music, another great Aussie band. The track we'll play is a beauty too, it's called Imposter Syndrome. But first, it's the final song from Paul Weller on the show this afternoon. This album, 66, went to number four in the UK and went to number six in both Sweden and Croatia. There you are. Also hit number 30 in Japan. He's got a number of guests on the album that include Suggs from Madness, Noel Gallagher, of course, from Oasis, or used to be, and Bobby Gillespie from Primal Scream. Here's Paul Weller and Ship of Fools.
Trying to find your own way. And girl, that man of was a fool. I wouldn't follow him anywhere. Big, small, they all swim round their bowls. I don't care for the wishes. All striving to be better than those other fishes. Try before the storm to die, swim to shore till you
This is James Southwell, and you're listening to Top Shelf Music with Duncan on 89.7 FM.
Love.
Think again.
Think again indeed. Lime Cordial from Enough of the Sweet Talk and a great track called Imposter Syndrome. Howard in Madley's been tuned in this afternoon, enjoying the show. Thanks for your message, Howard. And we're going to finish with two tracks, one from Crowded House and one from Jebediah. No sign of Chris Webb at the local yokel. I'm sure he's not far away and he should be in for Wall of Sound at 2 o'clock. Top Shelf Music, of course, will return the last Sunday in September. Not quite sure of the exact date, but yeah, the last Sunday of the month, so once a month. The final track from Crowded House from Gravity Stairs is called I Can't Keep Up With You. Neil has had a project with his wife Sharon called Pajama Club that released one album and also Split Ends, but way, way back in the day put out 10 albums. Not sure he was involved in every one of them, but he was a member for quite some time. Crowded House have had 68 award nominations and picked up 31 wins. That's not too bad. So that's the final track of the day, preceded by Jebediah, the album called Oiks, which apparently is a pet name that Tim Rogers gave the band. So there you are. They've got a 22-date tour to support this album, and they're inducted into the Whammy Hall of Fame in 2023. And this hit number 38 on the ARIA charts, and it's called Bad For You. So thank you very much for your ears this afternoon. Back, I say, in 1 month's time, or the last Sunday in September. Have a great week at work, and take it easy on the roads, of course. And until we speak again, so much music and so little time. Cheers, everybody.
Plans.
the world.